Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's your host, Coach Norm. Welcome to another episode of the Building Bridges Podcast. For my regular listeners, I appreciate you and your support. And for those first timers, welcome to the podcast. I pray something is said today that inspires you, that motivates you, or at least provokes you in thought. If you want to hear or view some additional content or just support us, there is a link right under the description of this episode. All right, y'all ready? Let's build this bridge. Today's episode, confidence. Yes, confidence, right? And you know how I like to do. I like to define the word or the topic of whatever it is that I'm talking about, right? And so let's talk about confidence. What is confidence? Confidence is having full trust or trustworthiness in something or someone, that reliability, right? Firm trust. And you see the pattern there. It's all dealing with trust. So let me give you an example of something, right, that you can have confidence in. So no matter where you are at this very moment, chances are extremely high that you are standing, walking, or sitting on something, right? And every day we do this without even truly acknowledging it. Example, on your job, you show up, you get to your workstation or your cube, whatever it is, and you literally sit in the same chair without any thought, right? We all do that because I'm one, right? You have full and total confidence that the chair is going to hold you up, right? I do the same thing, right? Because the truth of the matter is that if we thought for a second that it wouldn't hold us up, we wouldn't even make an attempt to sit down. This is a true form of confidence. We have full trust that the chair will not fail us. At least that's what we're hoping and praying for, right? Don't fail me now, right? So it doesn't matter. And guess what? This has nothing to do with the size of a person either. I don't care if you're 90 pounds soaking wet. You don't want to fall out of a chair regardless, right? Now, what's really strange is that after hearing this, the next few times you sit down, you're going to look at a chair or a couch just a little bit differently now, right? So again, that's just one way that we show to have confidence in something. And many times, it's just simply based on trusting that thing, right? It's just how it is. So now I want to move more toward the confidence in you as a person, right? But in order to do that, I must speak about your self-worth. Not everyone is in a healthy place with themselves for various reasons, all right? So when we talk about self-worth, I want you to jot this down, take a mental note, you know, put it in your phone, whatever, however you want to do it. And the question that I have for you is, how confident are you in you? Yep. How confident are you in you? Now, if you want to flip it around just a little bit and make it more personal, you can then say it like this: how confident am I in me? Right? Because now you make it about you. You make it personal, right? Because we've all heard the saying, know your worth. But what exactly does that mean? That doesn't mean the same thing for everyone. Know your worth. If you've gone to school to become a doctor, right? You know what doctors get paid in that particular field, that study of medicine. So that's a different type of worth. But we're talking about your inner man. We're talking about your self-worth, all right? So let me help us out here. Let me paint with a broad stroke, if you will, of what it can mean to you, right? Still talking about self-worth and confidence, right? So let's talk the first thing, your time, all right? Your time is valuable. Each one of us has our own clock. We all have something different that makes us tick. Now, I don't know what it is for you. I know what it is for me. But you have to figure that part out for you, because people will literally try to drain you of your time for their purposes. What happens then? This in turn limits the worth of your time for you, for yourself. People will steal anything to take from you. And time is one of those things that we can never get back. So be mindful of that. The second thing is it's three in one, but it all works together. Your intellect, your knowledge, the information that you possess. I know sometimes it feels good when people come to you and they ask for your advice or your input. But oftentimes there's a cost associated with it, right? Because we also have to learn when people are only trying to take from us, but then they're never willing to pour back into us. They're never willing to put something back, right? And I'm not talking about tit for tat. I'm not talking about, well, I did for you, so now you do for me, you owe me. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, remember what I said, your intellect, your knowledge, information. But you can't get that from everyone. So you have to be mindful of how much of that is worth to yourself and how much of it that you put out there and how much that you give away, right? I'm gonna shift gears just a little bit. I want to talk about your peace, right? That peace of mind. There's something that comes with your peace that I believe gets overlooked from time to time. And that thing is your integrity, right? See, when people want you to do things that are immoral, things that you know are suspect or questionable, and for my brothers and sisters in Christ, things that are not right and righteous within the will of God. These things cause conflicts in our minds and our spirit, which ultimately means that your peace is being attacked, right? How many times sometimes you just want to come home and just relax and you want to be at peace with whatever? But because you're fighting with something that maybe you had to do at work, maybe you had to do elsewhere, maybe something is going on within the family dynamics, whatever it is, and it's not sitting right with you. What happens is when it disturbs your peace, it bothers you, which means that you can't rest because you're constantly trying to figure it out in your brain and you're stressing because you don't have peace, right? I said I was going to shift gears a little bit, and you know you can't have a Building Bridges podcast without talking about the Word of God, right? So the last piece here I wanted to talk about, it was four things about your self-worth. And I'm going to go back real quick. The first was your time. The second was your intellect, right? That knowledge. The third was your peace. And now I want to talk about your praise, right? Your praise. Believe it or not, people want to steal your praise. Why? Well, the first one is because your praise is part of what connects you to God. Yeah, I pause for a moment so you can catch that. Why do people want to steal your praise? Because they want the credit, because they want the glory. But I'm telling you right now, all of the glory belongs to God. So you have to watch out for people like this. Because if you're not aware of them, believe it or not, you'll end up praising people and things. You'll end up praising athletes and stars, movie shows, whatever it is, music artists. And that's what they want, because they want the credit. They want your praise. They want anything you say to be good to be because of them, when it's really about God. But God has to work on this. And so real quick, Paul says something. He says, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. And what he's really saying here in context to what my topic is, let God finish the work that he started in you. Be confident in that. Don't allow a person to steal your praise that belongs to God. Your praise, the reason why you have your being, the reason why you can move, the reason why X, Y, and Z, we can go on for days. It's about God. before Paul says that in Philippians 1 and 6, by the way, in Ephesians 3 and 12, he says this, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Who is him? Jesus Christ. That's who him is. See, when you start to understand that these things are pivotal to your self-worth, your time, your intellect, that knowledge, your peace, your praise, I can all but promise you that your confidence level will begin to rise. It will start to soar way above what you could ever imagine that it could be. So let's dig just a little bit deeper for some ways to start that process. And the first one I want to talk to you about is forgiving yourself. You're worthy of forgiveness even if you have messed up, even if you've done something bad. You shouldn't have to carry or live with the guilt of that thing forever, right? You keep giving other people forgiveness, or you got to give yourself the same type of forgiveness. We know what the word of God says. For those of you that walk with Christ with me, everyone knows that I'm true and I'm firm to this. My audience is diverse, and I know everyone doesn't believe, but that's okay. But for those of you that do, you understand that without forgiveness, your Father won't forgive you. So think about it. You also have to forgive yourself for some mistakes that you have made. Second thing in that area here is encourage yourself, right? You got to be your biggest cheerleader. You got to encourage yourself to move forward in life. Now, you might not know the story completely of David, right? Talking biblically here for a second, right? And I'm just going to paraphrase, but David at a time was at war. And while he and his army was away, the enemy came into the camp and took their wives and their daughters and then burnt their homes down. The people cried and they were upset. They were emotional. But when they finished being mad and crying, they became angry. And so what did they do? They became upset that David had made a bad choice. They turned on him and decided to kill him. Why am I telling you this story? Because it was his own people. And sometimes it's the people right around us. It's in our own camp that'll turn on us. But you know what David did? He encouraged himself in the Lord. That's what he did. Okay? He got his bearings together. He encouraged himself that he could move forward. And then once he did, he asked God a series of questions. And I'm paraphrasing again. He said, Lord, should I go after them? Should I go overtake them? Should I go get back what's mine? And you know what God told him? God said, yes. And guess what else he said? Not only will you win, but you will recover everything that was lost. Now, that's Old Testament, 1 Samuel 30. Chapter 30, verses 6, I think through 10, if I'm not mistaken, right? But do you understand the parallel there? You have to encourage yourself. You have to stand up. No one's going to do it for you all the time. You won't have that person in your corner. So you have to learn to do it for yourself, right? The last point I want to pull out here in that part is that you have to do the work. You have to do the work. And this is not the put up or shut up aspect that many would have you to believe. No, 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 no. Confidence is like a muscle. You have to build it constantly in order to see the results. Right? Whatever you put into it is what you're going to get out of it. So I implore you, if this is you, don't be pressured into believing that your change in behavior will happen overnight. It's just not true, right? It's a process. It's a process, but you need to move forward. I tell people all the time that baby steps are still steps. Okay? Now, this goes for those of you that are might be new to walking with Christ. You don't just forget how to sin. Everything is a process. And this walking with Christ, this confidence, this self-worth, this is a lifestyle change. Just like having and building that muscle, that confidence, right? You have to change. You have to put in the work. Because you won't see any results if you don't do any work. All right? So we're talking about confidence and self-worth. And I truly, truly, as always, pray that something was said that inspired you, motivated you, or at least provoked you in thought. All right? Y'all keep building those bridges, and God bless.